Here on the World Cafe, the reunited original lineup of the indie rock three-piece Dinosaur Jr. are here. Jay Maskus on guitar and vocals, Lou Barlow on bass, and drummer Murph recorded three albums together from 1985 to 1988. Lou Barlow was asked to leave the band in 89, and he went on to form both Sebadoh and Folk Implosion, along with recording solo albums. Well, the original Dinosaur Jr. are an intense band, credited with returning lead guitar to the indie punk scene. Our session today starts with this performance of Quest.
Turning toward a time so free, justice is finally escaping. Dripping words of yesterday set my feeble mind astray. I would love to hold you.
Dinosaur Jr. playing live for us on the cafe today, and this is all music from the first three albums that this original lineup made back in the 1980s. Jay, you're kind of credited with bringing lead guitar back to a hardcore scene, which we kind of looked down on lead guitar. And it's interesting that you did that when you started out as a drummer. What made you switch?
Well, it was just because we wanted to form another band, and just kind of for the good of the band, I just started to play guitar because I didn't know anybody around who played guitar like I wanted to hear it. And I figured I could teach someone how to play drums since I had so many drum lessons and stuff. So we just kind of switched around for the good of forming a band, really.
What would you have told that guitar player about what you wanted to hear? What would you have, how would you have described it?
I wasn't sure how to describe it. I just knew that they all sucked, you know. The good guitar player. I know people had asked me, you know, they wanted to form a band, and they're just like, well, what do you want me to play? And I was like, I don't know, but it's not what you're playing now. I'm not sure.
Was people looking back at what Dinosaur was often point to Neil Young as an influence on you, and I'm curious if that was true at the time, or is it something that people have read into what you play?
Well, I just think my voice sounds more like Neil Young than like Nick Cave, but I was more into Nick Cave. But I don't, just our song, yeah, I guess we just, Neil Young's an influence, but like, you know, there's a lot of bigger influences like Rolling Stones or, you know, just hardcore, or just Black Sabbath and stuff, but we just end up sounding more like Neil Young, I guess.
Well, you can really, I guess I was mostly interested in the other aspect, and not a lot of loud bands at that time, absolutely, but not so many that had that kind of melodic thing going on.
I think that's just, because, I mean, Jay's just a good songwriter. It's all, it's like, even at that time, though, actually, we felt kind of weird, even, I remember just feeling like, like, it was almost like, it would be easier to be harder and, like, just harder and more ugly, but just, we just couldn't really help it. Because that's actually really what, like Jay said, that's what we wanted to hear.
What happened? What happened after these albums, Lou, that you ended up going off on your own?
Well, they kicked me out. I was going through a person, I was, you know, turning into the person that I am now. So I was that sort of, I was just at a stage where I was finding my own voice, and we weren't really, like, clicking, so.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any personality things going on here today. So you've all grown up, or?
Yeah, we've grown up. I think that's pretty much the whole explanation right there. Well,
that makes sense. Jade, what was it like for you to play these songs after this trio wasn't around together anymore?
I guess it depends on the night, or I don't know.
You didn't avoid any of the songs that would be from these albums?
In a Jar I never played. I remember avoiding that one, but, and then the songs Lou sang and stuff, but I think I played a lot of the other, and a lot of the Bug album I wouldn't play.
Why particularly those songs on Bug and the other ones would you not do?
On Bug is my least favorite of the three albums, so I just wouldn't gravitate towards those songs as much. Because it was kind of like, you know, the band is falling apart on that album, and it's, you know, isn't a good memories or something.
Huh. Well, it's interesting because that's a lot of critics point towards that one, I guess maybe. Because the production values were higher or something, they pointed that one.
Yeah, I got to interview Ozzy Osbourne once, and my favorite album was Sabotage, Black Sabbath, and he had the same opinion. He couldn't listen to it because there were all these lawyers, he said, in the studio, and it gave him really bad memories, but still my favorite Sabbath album, so I understand.
Let's go back and listen to some more of the tunes that comprise the golden first era of Dinosaur Jr. What do you want to do next?
This song is called Bulbs of Passion.
I sit queasy, jittered, uneasy. The toll that looms, the loss I dread. I buckle when my judge clutches, questioning my treatment of a girl. Sit here on the bureau. Let the interest rip apart the understood. No one satisfied with merely a cut, so they sabotage.
Dinosaur Jr. finishing up their set today on the World Cafe. And Murph, the floor over there is littered with drumsticks. Is that an unusual amount for you to go through in a set?
It's not really that I play that hard. It's just that I use pretty light, like weak sticks, so they tend to break.
He plays hard.
He seems to play hard also.
There's splinters flying everywhere.
So Murph, Jay said he would have to tell the drummer, he could tell the drummer in his band what to play. Did he do that when the band first formed?
Yeah, we actually a lot of times would set up like two kits and actually break the songs down into each part, like a few measures at a time. And it was kind of like school. I always felt like I was in school, and it kind of gave me a lot of discipline to learn songs that way.
And also, there's so many changes in these songs. People, it's controlled chaos, but there are points to hit throughout. But thanks a lot for playing live. It's a real treat. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thanks.
Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow, and Murph, Original Dinosaur Jr., our guests today on the World Cafe.
All right, thanks again to the original lineup of Dinosaur Jr. for playing live today. Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow, and Murph recorded three albums together, and if you're looking for them, find them at our World Cafe CD store, which is on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.